33.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number one of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us as we go right into your phone calls. Let's start things out. Let's talk to Christina on the AMP line in Utah. Christina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to talk about this Ron Paul thing. You know, right now, things do kind of look discouraging with all that. And I know there's a lot of people who are really kind of putting all their hope on all this. But, you know, the way I figure it, you know, it's kind of really only just a really big start. I've only been pretty much involved in this libertarian thing since October, you know. And I
said
it's Ron Paul, and I've just been really getting excited about this the first time. But, you know, just earlier today, I got one of those Ron Paul bumper or window cleans.
Uh-huh.
They have it right over our back window, and I was outside, or I was listening to some people talk outside by my window, and the window opened so I could hear them. And so they were talking about the government, you know, and just a random conversation, you know, oh, F this, F that, you know, and the real problem is just the government. And somewhere in their conversation, I heard them mention that there's a car over there with a Ron Paul window clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy's kind of like, oh, you know, well, who's that, you know? And he didn't really understand what was going on. I couldn't hear everything they were saying. And he said something about how he didn't like any of the politicians. He was just going to vote for Obama because he didn't like Hillary or whatever. And, you know, it just kind of occurred to me there that, you know, the important thing is not trying, is not just Ron Paul, but it's really about spreading that message of liberty, you know?
Absolutely,
that's
what his campaign is doing so well. And I think that a lot of the people that are involved in the Ron Paul campaign that are disappointed by the 8% that he received in New Hampshire and the 10% he received in Iowa, I think those people don't really realize what libertarian campaigns have historically gotten as far as voting percentages go. Maybe they're spoiled or something, and they think that their candidate should be able to pull 50% or 40% or 30%. And the fact is, 8 or 10% is huge numbers for a libertarian campaign. So I think looked at from the correct perspective, the Ron Paul campaign has been quite a success, and as we pointed out earlier this week, it's only the very beginning. Ron Paul's not giving up. I read a message from him on his website this week. He's got 48 more states to go and fight it out in, and there's still a lot more that can be done even after that. So I think you're right. It is about spreading the message of liberty. The candidate, he's just the man who happens to be doing the speaking. If he wins, great. If he gets the nomination, super. If not, well, at least people like you, Christina, have been brought into this movement. And that is truly a successful thing.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I mean, there's just so many people out there, you know, that just, you know, the Ron Paul campaign means nothing to them if they don't even understand the ideas or the concepts behind it. And right now it's kind of like, you know what, I just got sadness, I just got my feet wet. You know what, if Ron Paul wins, great. If he doesn't, you know what, I just feel like, you know, it would just be dumb, you know, just to quit right now, you know, after feeling all that I do, you know, and I just kind of want to keep at it and encourage all those others, you know, just to keep at it, you know, and try to spread the message.
I agree.
Well, he's not going to get elected if everybody sits around, that's for sure.
There you go, Christina. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
All right.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Salem, New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
What's on your mind tonight?
I appreciate that young lady's enthusiasm.
You can't let the negative results get you down. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. Spreading liberty to 300 million Americans isn't going to happen after two primaries are over. So this is a long, hard road that we have here, but one worth traveling.
Well, I've been a little bit down with this, and maybe the young people like this young lady that just called in will inspire me to re-energize. As you know, I recently joined the so-called new media. Only 3 weeks ago, I've got like 15 videos up. Eight of them are Ron Paul related, just my sign activity kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep it real positive as far as my outgoing message internally. Sometimes it's not that easy, but the young people's enthusiasm works for me.
Yeah, it's a bit infectious.
As you know, I plugged Free Talk Live on one of them. Here's the amazing thing. I'm a guy who's not an internet guy, not a computer guy. I've got 15 videos up on there. Mm. I've got one that's pushing 1,000 views, or two that are pushing 1,000 views. The one that I plug Free Talk Live on, over 300 views. I don't know what it is. I think I'm finding a formula that folks might care to check in on. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Do you think you're getting most of your views because you're doing Ron Paul-related stuff and you're putting Ron Paul in the keywords, and so you're picking up people that are looking for Ron Paul stuff?
Yeah, I would imagine that's a big part of it. But then there's also a difference. Why is there almost a thousand on one and about 300, just over 300 on a couple? So it's not necessarily the Ron Paul thing. There's something else that's kind of, I think I'm trying to find a formula. I'm kind of messing around with this. My latest one, I only put it up a day ago, and it is Ron Paul related, and I used a first place in Richmond. By the way, Ron Paul came in first place in one town in New Hampshire.
Yeah, he got like 30%+ of the vote, and he was at 34% of the vote.
Yeah, and I did it. I'm doing this thing where I'm doing such low tech. I'm dealing with paper. I'm dealing with the newspaper results and putting it on a paper map with highlight pens and doing this thing and doing where did he come in first? Where did he come in second?
But you're saying that people are watching anyway, even though it's low tech.
Well, yeah, statewide. As far as the headline said, Ron Paul came in fifth. Well, there are 10 counties in New Hampshire. Five of those 10, he came in fourth, not fifth. And then, therefore, I don't know why people do, you know, the red and red-blue map as we know on the national scale, as we hear about it. Something when I moved to New Hampshire made me start to say, I need to take a closer look. I need to know what's happening in my city, in my county, in my town.
Well, lucky for us now, there are, you know, resources where you can go to get that information from. And, John, good luck and continued success with your YouTube channel. And thanks for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. I love it that people who don't really have any experience in media can just jump right in nowadays and start their own YouTube channel or start their own podcast with a very bare minimum investment in equipment. You don't have to have any sort of experience. You can just sort of learn as you go. And I think that obviously well-produced videos are always going to do better as far as viewing.
Sure, and some of them get to be very viral. I mean, they enter the language. They're so pervasive.
Right. So, you know, the better the quality, certainly the better your odds. But I think that there's a level of tolerance on YouTube for kind of cheap, quick, and dirty video production. I think there's a higher level of tolerance there as opposed to someone watching cable television or something like that. So you can get away with the cheap and dirty route on YouTube.
Well, for one thing, the video quality is a lot less than television.
That's true. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Let's go on screen to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Ziggy.
Ziggy in the UK. What's on your mind?
Hi, I need to talk to you tonight about a piece of legislation which came into force in Britain last year, which passed under everyone's radar and could actually be very, very dangerous. The government managed to get a new mental health bill passed, which allows for the preempt detention of people with personality disorders.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's a lot of contention of what a personality disorder is. It's basically a term applied to a cluster of symptoms. And who's to say in the future that psychiatrists don't turn around and say, people who speak out against the government have a personality disorder.
Yeah. Oh, that would make sense. Insubordination disorder or something like that.
It is going that way. Also, I wanted to say, I listened to last night's podcast, and boy, Ian, you sounded pissed.
I was pretty pissed, man.
Yeah, but it sounded good. It really did sound like, at last, someone is really impassioned by liberty.
Well, you know, the these new disorder pieces of legislation that are coming out in the UK and the US are pretty disturbing. Over here, they're going to be preventing veterans from getting their hands on firearms. More on the way. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Free Talk
Live.
Yeah,
no problem.
DVD,
books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronic,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's a live Saturday show. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, enjoy those. Because, again, those other radio talk shows want to charge you for where their websites are. This is free. You can grab archives back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org as we continue with your phone calls here and talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me on your show.
What's on your mind, Dan?
I'm really concerned about this thing coming up in May that's called the Real ID Act. You're most likely familiar with it and stuff.
In fact, I was going to talk about it tonight. What were your concerns?
Well, my concern is I'm a disabled vet. You know, we all draw the government money, you know, Social Security, SSIs, anything like that, you know, low people and everything. If we do not take this card, this whatever it is, I'm told that we can't enter federal buildings, we cannot enter banks or anything like that, so thus you can't have anything, I guess, to do with your banking account and stuff. So, you know, in the long run, you can buy, you know, food starting between now through May to last you as long as you can get. But what is a man to do? You know, my question is for probably the millions of Americans listening to your show tonight, what are people like me supposed to do once that comes around? And if you don't take that card, you will not get your government benefits. You will not be able to go and do banking or anything. So, you know, what's left for us? Now, there's rumors. I'm reading an article here from the Washington Post that says that this act has been prolonged until May of 2011. But at this point, I would really like to hear what you've got to say about it, and the show is yours.
Thanks.
Well, now, I guess what you can do is obey, because that's what they want you to do.
I disagree entirely, because here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, if enough people disobey, and I think a lot of them will, 17 states have said that they, you know, they're not interested in the Real ID. They passed laws against it.
Yeah, but he's concerned about his checks.
Understood. But if you know, I don't think the federal government's, you know, they're bluffing.
Oh, I agree with you. I think they're bluffing, you know, when it comes to letting people ride on airplanes and that sort of thing. But what if they aren't bluffing when it comes to getting out the Social Security checks? I mean, you know, they don't want to make those payments if they don't have to. And if they can say, well, you haven't gotten this Real ID card, and so therefore we're just going to withhold payments from you. Why wouldn't they do that, Mark? It's not like they have a PR, you know,
they don't
to worry about.
What do they need the ID for to get, you know, a Social Security check? I mean, if you have to go into a building, that's something different, but the check?
I see.
They don't need to see your ID for that. They're not going to send somebody out to your house for that.
Well, are you still there, Dan?
Yes. Most Social Security nowadays, guys, is direct deposit. So that goes into the banks. Well, again, you know, if you don't have this card, you don't have access to your banks, I guess.
Well, maybe just to open up a bank account. I'm not sure about how all that's going to work.
You have an ATM, right?
Yes.
Well, you can just use your ATM. I mean, you get $300 a day out of your ATM. That should keep you going.
I would imagine that restriction is only going to prohibit people from opening new bank accounts, but that was a restriction I had not heard about. I knew that they were going to be affecting federal buildings. I knew they would be affecting airports. I hadn't heard anything about banks. We'll get into some more detail on this here in a few moments, but of course I agree with Mark that I'm all for civil disobedience, but then again, I'm not the one getting the check from the government, so I understand the position that you're in, and I understand how precarious that is.
Well, give it a shot for the first, you know, month or so, and see how it goes, and if you can't handle it, then, you know, get your ID.
Okay. As a religious man, I'm going to close out with this. I'm going to leave it to y'all, let you see what you say. Preachers all across my town, I have spoke to them about this and say, is this the beginning act of taking the mark of the beast? Some preachers have said yes. Some preachers have said no. Those that said no said, as long as it's not in the hand or the forehead, that it's not what the Bible was talking about. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like if I believed in the mark of the beast, it would concern me greatly.
Well, now everyone's had federal numbering since, you know, the Social Security days, so it could be argued that was the mark of the beast.
Only the second start, the second step in it. You know, I mean, I don't think that they're going to just bring the number. You can't bring the number of the beast out just in one fell swoop and say, okay, everybody gets a number. You have to get people lulled into it, and I think that this would be another step on that path.
And I, as an atheist, am not too concerned about the mark of the beast, but I am concerned about this real ID thing because it's a tremendous invasion of privacy. The federal government doesn't have any business in knowing your biometric data and information and getting all that information compiled on you. I'm completely against. So regardless of whether or not there's any religious ties here, I think everybody, religious or non-religious, should be concerned about their freedom. And that's the number one issue. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. All right, from the AP, here's the latest on Real ID. Millions of air travelers might find going through the airport security much more complicated starting this spring as the Bush administration heads toward a showdown with state governments over post-September 11th rules for new driver's licenses. By May, the dispute could leave millions of people unable to use their licenses to board planes, but privacy advocates called that a hollow threat by federal officials. And it sounds hollow to me because we know from our listener, one of our listeners who calls in frequently, Sam in Texas, he can fly without showing identification. So unless they're going to change that rule, which they might, but unless they're going to change the rule that requires you to show ID to fly, then it really won't be that much of a big hassle. I guess you get the secondary search, but they'll still have to let you fly. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who is unveiling the final details of the Real ID Act, this Friday, said that if states want their licenses to remain valid after May, those states must seek a waiver indicating they want more time to comply with the legislation. Chertoff said that for any state which doesn't seek such a waiver by May, residents of that state will have to use a passport or certain types of federal border crossing cards if they want to avoid a vigorous secondary screening at airport security. So you can get through, you just have to get secondary screened. Chertoff said, the last thing I want to do is punish citizens of a state who would love to have a real ID license but can't get one. In the end, the rule is the rule as passed by Congress.
We're a nation of laws, you know.
ACLU is the main critic of the plan. They called Chertoff's deadline a bluff and urged state governments to call him on it. They said, are they really prepared to shut those airports down? Which is what effectively would happen if residents of those states are going to have to go through secondary scrutiny. Now, just in case you don't know, secondary screening is where they take you aside, they pat you down, you have to put your arms out to the side, they got the wand. I mean, they go pretty thorough in comparison to the normal level of security. The ACLU is claiming this is a scare tactic. So far, 17 states have passed legislation or resolutions objecting to the Real ID Act provision, many of them due to concerns it will cost them too much to comply. So if you're living in a state, one of these 17 states that's passed the anti-real ID legislation, it's probably not because they care about your freedom. It's because the federal government isn't passing on taxpayer dollars to the states to give them, you know, a few million dollars to implement this system. They're expecting the state governments to pony up their own taxpayer money to fund these things, and the state governments are upset about that.
Yeah, well, it's not the state government's money, it's the state taxpayers' money.
Exactly. So that's what the main issue is here. But nonetheless, it is resulting in a bit of a controversy and a bit of a conflict between the states and the feds. We'll get a little bit more information on what's going to happen coming this May or what the feds are threatening. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about carrying a national ID?
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday program. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
So we're talking about real ID. The federal government is once again blustering and blowing itself up like a puffer fish to make the states real scared. Oh, be scared, because come May 2008, if you don't take our real ID card, we're not going to let you go into airports. We're not going to let you go into federal buildings. Well, we'll let you go into the airports, but you'll have to get a secondary screening, which means every single one of your state citizens will have to be secondarily screened, which, of course, is impossible.
That's, it's impossible with the current TSA system that we have now. There's just no way.
There's no way that could happen in any sort of a timely manner. I don't even think it's possible to do it with the large amount of people traveling in and out of airports on a regular basis. So the ACLU is basically saying to these 17 states that have basically told the feds, you know, screw you. We're not going to do this real ID thing. You're not sending us money for it. And there is also the, you know, the whole privacy invasion, national ID. That's kind of scary as well. So the ACLU is encouraging them to call the feds bluff. Maine officials said Friday they were unsure if their own state law even allows them to ask for a waiver. It certainly seems to be an effort by the federal government to create compliance with real ID, whether states have an interest in doing so or not, said the spokesman for the Maine Secretary of State's office. The September 11th hijacks were the main motivation for the changes. The Homeland Security Department and other officials say the only way to ensure an ID is safe is to check it against a secure government data. Critics such as the ACLU say that creates a system that's more likely to be infiltrated and have its personal data pilfered. We all know how miserable the federal government is when it comes to IT technology. The FBI for years was trying to implement a brand new computer program at the cost of $170 million, and they ended up just shelving the idea because they're so inefficient, so stupid, slow, and bureaucratic, they can't even get their email addresses straight over there. The Homeland Security Department and other officials, Congress passed the Real ID law in 2005, but the effort's been delayed by oppositions from states worried about the cost and civil libertarians rightfully upset about what they believe are invasions of privacy. Under the rules announced Friday, Americans born after 1964 will have to get more secure driver's licenses in the next 6 years, over which time the new requirements will be gradually phased in. A key deadline would come in 2011, when federal authorities hope all states will be in compliance, and the regulations won't take effect for all Americans until 2017. So, as usual, with the federal government, it's just hurry up and wait. Even these programs that they'd love to shove down the state's throats take a decade to put into play, at least. To make the plan more appealing to cost-conscious states, federal authorities drastically reduced the expected costs from $14.6 billion to $3.9 billion.
So they wrote a new number.
Apparently they did. A 73% decline, said Homeland Security officials. By 2014, anyone seeking to board an airplane or enter a federal building would have to present a Real ID-compliant card, with the notable exception of those older than 50, said Homeland Security officials. Why do you think they're making that exception? Do they think that old people just have zero probability of being terrorists or something?
I don't know. Is it more difficult to give them an ID? None of these things make sense.
Well, they claim the over 50 exemption was created to give states more time to get everyone new licenses. And officials say the risk of someone in that age group being a terrorist, illegal immigrant, or con artist is much less. By 2017, even those over 50 must have a Real ID compliant card to board a plane. Among other details of the plan, the traditional driver's license photograph would be taken at the beginning of the application instead of the end, so if someone's rejected for failure to prove identity and citizenship, the applicant's photo would be kept on file and checked if that person tried to con the system again. Cards will have three layers of security measures but won't contain microchips as some had expected. States will be able to choose from a menu which security measures they will put in their cards. And as we all know, they don't mention it here, but the Department of Homeland Security, the head, Michael Chertoff, he's the one who's in charge of what is and what is not going to be on these cards. He can at any time issue a new diktat that says, oh, now we need a retina scan.
Right. It doesn't have to be passed through the Congress or anything like that. He just can decide that, we need a blood sample, whatever.
Finally, after Social Security and immigration status checks become nationwide practice, officials plan to move on to more expansive security checks. State DMV offices would be required to verify birth certificates, check with other states to ensure an applicant doesn't have more than one license, and check with the State Department to verify applicants who use passports to get a driver's license. So, the security state continues to grow and fester and expand into as many different portions of our lives as they can possibly think up, as fast as they can do it, which is thankfully pretty slow because they are the government. But nonetheless, they've got grand plans for you and your freedom. I mean, if you think you even have freedom anymore.
Yeah, your freedom annoys the bureaucrats.
It sure does. They want to put up more hoops for you to jump through, more checks for you to have run on yourself, more mandates. More things to obey. That's what they want. Do you want this? Do you want any part of this? Are you somebody who's sitting out there listening to this saying, yeah, that's what we need. We need national IDs. These state IDs aren't good enough. We need the federal government, the most inefficient bureaucracy you could possibly imagine. That's the bureaucracy that we need in charge. We need the Department of Homeland Security, one of the biggest federal bureaus in the federal government's history. That's who we need to put in charge of identification in this country. Is there someone out there actually saying that to themselves right now? If so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, one of these super secure IDs that they're talking about, once somebody does game the system, and they will game the system, then what? You know, then they've got one of these super secret IDs, and everybody's going to trust that it's true.
Well, of course they're going to game the system. the hackers and the crackers out there, the techno geeks, the wizards, they know exactly what they're doing.
They cracked Microsoft's Vista. This is a company that makes money simply by selling intellectual property.
Yeah.
They cracked that before it was released, people.
Sure.
The federal government cannot. I know you've read a lot of Tom Clancy novels where you thought that the federal government was efficient and they were they were good at doing their jobs. They're not. They don't care.
Right. Even though they have billions of dollars at their disposal, it doesn't mean that they can create an ironclad, techno-proof security system. The fact is, you're right. They crack Windows Vista. They crack pretty much every program that's released. They crack the DVD encryption process. I believe they've cracked HD DVD. I mean, they crack everything. This is fun for them. And not only is it, there's kind of like two categories. There's those who find it fun to crack security.
Yep.
And then there's those that are working in the black market, and it's their job. Because it's their job to create fake security, to create fake identification cards and that sort of thing. Look at the young people in America that go out and get fake IDs so they can go and buy liquor at bars. Well, there's a huge demand. There are all kinds of young people that would like to pretend like they're 21 or older, so there's a very large demand for these cards.
Sure, if you can sell one of those young people a good fake ID for $100, hey.
Oh, I bet you it goes for more than that.
You think so?
I mean, I don't really know, but if it's valuable in that somebody really, really wants it, they're probably willing to pay a few $100 for it. And so there's good money in it for you if you can figure out how to crack this security encryption stuff. They're going to knock it out. I mean, they're probably going to, like you said, they'll probably do it before it's even officially into all 50 states. It'll probably be cracked, and then the federal government will make a big deal out of it. Oh, they've managed to crack our system. Now we just have to make it more ironclad. We have to make it more bulletproof. We have to put in more requirements.
I don't think the federal government will even acknowledge the information that they've been cracked.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. But either way, this is coming soon, and the feds, they are pretty upset at the 17 state governments that have decided to not play ball with this real ID system. We'll continue to monitor the situation as it develops, because, again, it's coming to a head here this May. Odds are good the feds are going to put off their deadline again. They'll probably say, well, we're putting our foot down. We're going to mandate that all you states have this, but we're going to move it out to 2011. So we'll mandate it then. And then, of course, 2011 will come around, and no one will be any closer to implementing the system, and the feds will once again back off. But we'll find out what happens for sure. All in good time. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. To try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse formula risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the program. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You'll find great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats. We've got hoodies, a variety of different options to choose from in the hoodie category. Not only do we have two colors, but we also have zippered. I think it's the pullover one that's two colors. The zippered one is only black. I don't have the store in front of me, so I'm going by memory here. But we've got yellow and black. We've also got zippered and pullover style. They're very nice, and I highly recommend you go and take a look. store.freetalklive.com. There's that, free bumper stickers, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more. That's store.freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls. We talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hey, yo, long live Free Talk, Hemp USA.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this national ID card.
Yeah.
It's going to be right up the alley of the nationalistic pig bastards that want to put a fence around freedom. They're going to love it. This is what they want.
Right.
They want people to get eminent domain dropped upon them so that they could put a fence on the imaginary line that they're freaking out about, that America's going to disappear. They don't understand. They think that America is out there somewhere. They don't understand that America lives in the hearts and minds of people, and that America will never disappear, no matter how many lines we erase, no matter how many people come over here. America will never disappear because America is all about freedom. And these nationalistic pig bastards hate freedom because they're greedy and selfish. And that's what I'd like to say. I don't like the...
I'd like to say I'm greedy, selfish, and I love freedom. So it is possible to be greedy and selfish and love freedom as well.
Well, I guess... Well, freedom, that's not being greedy and selfish, freedom. I think that's an unalienable right given to us by our Creator, and that all men are created equal. That's the truth. It's not being greedy or selfish.
So, Dave, I
that
take
is
it
given to you, huh?
Is it safe to presume that if Montana decides to adopt the real ID, that you will refuse to get one?
Yeah, then you starve, right? That's how they're going to do it. You know, they're going to trap you and stuff. You know, and that just like kind of right now with credit cards. You know, they would almost me and my sister have arguments. She says you can't live without a credit card, and I don't own a credit card, never did, never will, you know, and I could get along just fine.
Somehow you live, huh?
Huh?
Somehow you live without one.
Yeah, right.
Now the store still takes cash, and that's good enough.
Well, that freaks people out, man.
I'm finding that
out right now. The dentist don't like me because I'm dealing with cash and everything.
Really?
It's just crazy. I've never had
anybody complain about cash. I've never had that happen to me. Usually they appreciate cash because they don't have to pay the 3% on the credit card.
A lot of times they're not set up for even taking cash with the places you go to.
They don't have change.
Credit cards
That can be the case. I have seen situations like that where they haven't broken up their change yet.
These people that want the fence and the ID card, they don't understand that. Next, they don't want the anchor babies. Next, they're going to have to prove that they're a citizen.
That's already happening now, where it's not required. But
they fall right into the trap. They give up their freedom.
Yep. And once it's gone, the federal government,
nationalistic, antiquated way of thinking, man.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight, as always, sir. And he's absolutely right. I mean, the fact is, once they take one step, there's always going to be a next one.
Right. The government makes a problem by taking a step, and then they have to solve that problem. And then they have to solve another.
Real ID is not going to be far enough. That's not going to be good enough. Once Real ID is implemented fully, he's right. They're going to start checking. They're already talking about it. In the article we mentioned earlier, they're already talking about citizenship checks. You're going to have to, when you go and get a job, the business that you're applying for a job at you're applying at is going to have to run your information through some federal database to get approval to give you a job. So you're going to have to ask the federal government's permission to work in this so-called land of the free.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to ask their permission to travel by getting real ID. You're going to have to ask their permission to go to Mexico or Canada because you're going to need a passport for that now. That's starting this year. You're going to need a passport to get out of this country. You're going to have to ask their permission to travel. Before you know it, you're going to have to ask their permission to give birth. Before you know it, you're going to have to ask their permission to eat fatty foods. You think I'm exaggerating? Give them time. We continue with your phone calls. Talk to Kayleen in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Kayleen.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, a few things. First of all, I actually heard a radio thing, the DJ's talking about, thing about trans fats and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually preliminary legislation in the city of Boston banning trans fats.
It's going to happen in more and more cities, and then some state's going to do it. California's going to do it.
Are you talking about only in restaurants or from everywhere?
No, all of the whole state.
Oh, wow. That's taking it to the next level.
I'm sorry, the whole city. But anyway,
you couldn't go and buy margarine in the grocery store? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's preliminary. They're working on legislation to ban trans fats.
But you mean all across the board, restaurants, grocery stores, anywhere?
Yep.
Wow. Because they did it in, was it New York? Didn't New York make it so no restaurants can do trans fats?
So
Massachusetts, the entire state, that was just New York City. So now the entire state of Massachusetts
is really
upping the ante there.
Which, I don't live in Mass anymore. Thank God. moved to New Hampshire finally.
Excellent.
Beautiful town of Exeter.
Welcome.
But actually, that's not what I called about. I called to talk about our move to New Hampshire and how happy we are that we live here. Me and Matthew. And, talking about the national ID thing, and being born after 1964.
Yeah.
Good thing I was born in 1962 because, I may not have to get one, but,
Well, you'll be in the bottom tier where you don't have to do it as fast.
The whole idea is just so insane. And, my father turns 80 in March, and, he blew up a whole city a year ago, so. I'm kidding.
Apparently, they're not that dangerous over 50 or whatever.
Yeah, my father lives in a small town in Idaho, so, how dangerous can he be? Yeah.
How old is Osama bin Laden?
Oh, yeah. How old is he?
Excellent question. He's got
like
plenty of gray hair.
He's 17 years old, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't look like a spring chicken. I mean, I don't think he's in his early 30s.
Exactly. Yeah. But
Osama bin Laden doesn't need a real ID.
And And you guys have been to Exeter, of course, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't get over to the eastern portion of the state too often.
I've been through it.
So now, did you go to the Liberty Forum? Because I didn't see you there. Did you guys go?
No, we didn't go. No.
Okay.
But we will definitely go to Porkfest.
Okay, cool. We'll see you
there. You guys are going to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on your move to New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project, as part of the first 1,000, the first 1,000 activists moving into New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom and liberty, because now is the time, more so than ever, to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. Why wait?
Absolutely.
Kayleen, thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou.
Yes, how you doing?
Great.
Sir,
what's on your mind?
First of all, I enjoy that guy Dave from Montana. Next time he gets on, get him to say, yo, Adrian, because he sounds just like Sylvester Stallone.
You're not the first one to identify that,
yo,
Dave.
Adrian. Just get him to say that. What I want to say is the last caller from Massachusetts. Unfortunately, most of the people moving up there are liberal Democrats. And it seems that because of the open borders in New Hampshire, the state is getting swamped by Democrats.
Which one?
I was looking at the returns, and it seems that the Democrats outnumber Republicans down there about 2-1. Is that true?
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
And do you think that it's looking – 2-1 is not exactly right.
Open borders.
But it's probably like 40-60.
No, the open borders, you're allowing all those liberals from Massachusetts to move up.
Do you think we should put up a fence?
Yeah, you should put up a fence and save the state. Otherwise, you're going to be overrun by Democrats.
You know, I used to say that when I lived in Florida. I wanted to keep all those people that were, my parents moved down in 62. So I wanted to keep anybody who hadn't lived in Florida before 1962 out. But they just kept on coming, Lou.
No,
would you move to Florida?
If you don't put a fence up around New Hampshire, pretty soon you're going to be Massachusetts North.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of that way already. The mass holes, as they're called, have been moving in for decades to this state, and they've been bringing their big government politics with them.
So you admit, though, that the migration of people from another state or another culture affects the culture of where you live.
Yeah.
It affects the voting.
It definitely affects the state.
That's fine.
It affects the voting.
Okay, Lou. That's fine. We can handle it.
I think I'm going to go eat a pizza and maybe some Chinese food, too.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. Peter in New York, your calls as well about whatever you want. And we'll take you to a Ron Paul rally, which unfortunately was a bit of a disappointment for someone, coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
This is Doug.